أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من أخلص لله 40 صباحا جرت ينابيع الحكمة من قلبه على لسانه صلوات We were discussing the divine value system and various values of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam one by one. And last Thursday, in the last lesson, I talked about two of the very fundamental values, which are al-hubbu fillah wal-bughdhu fillah. That means our religion is asking the believers that when they love someone or something, they love it for the sake of Allah, and when they hate someone or something, they hate for the sake of Allah. This is considered to be the strongest handle and grip of our religion. When some of the Ashab asked the Holy Prophet, Ayyu Ural Islami Awsaq, which of the grips or handles of Islam are the most, is the most, you know, is the strongest, or something that you can rely upon more, strongest of all. And some of the, this is what Prophet asked his Ashab actually. And they replied, Allah wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Allah and His Messenger knows best. And some of the Ashab who were present there, they said, As-Salat. The strongest handle and grip of Islam is your Salat. So basically, if you grip on, if you hang on to your Salat, then your religion is in your control. Because we have the strongest handle of Islam in your control. The strongest handle and grip of Islam is Salat. Some other Ashab who were present, they said Zakat, the Islamic taxes. Some others said Siyam, the fasting. And likewise, there were some others present who mentioned Hajj and Umrah, and some others said Jihad. So you find various opinions from the people coming about one question. So whenever you leave Islam to the to the people. This is going to happen always. They will always end up bringing different opinions according to their level of knowledge and understandings of Islam. And then finally, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ Prophet said, لِكُلِّ مَا قُلْتُمْ فَضْلٌ Each thing that you said has a fadl, a fadilat, a thing, it has a superiority, it has a sharaf in Islam. In other words, it is superior, it is good to do. If so, salat, you know, and fasting and hajj, all those things, in other words, they have fadilat. It's good to perform those things, in other words. وَلَيْسَ بِهِ Each one of those things has a fadilat, has a fadl, but that's not it. That's not the strongest handle, that means. And وَلَكِنْ أَوْسَقُ عَرَ الْإِيمَانِ الْحُبُّ فِي اللَّهِ وَالْبُغْضُ فِي اللَّهِ But the most strongest handle of Islam, of Iman, Prophet said here, the strongest handle of Iman is loving for the sake of Allah and hating for the sake of Allah. And then he says, وَتُوَالِي أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ وَتَوَالِي أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ This master, master al-madaf. وَتَوَالِي أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ وَالتَّبَرِّي مِنْ عَنْ أَعْدَاءِ اللَّهِ That means you love the beloved servants of Allah and you distance yourself and do tabarri and bara'at from the enemies of Allah. So this is like somebody who has this teaching of Islam in his control, then his iman is not going to go anywhere. Everything else, he may be good, he may be bad, he may be doing very well, he may not be doing very well, he may be kamil, he may be naqis. But as long as this thing is there, he is still called mu'min. You cannot call him a non-mu'min. So if a person has lost this handle and grip of Islam, and he may be doing the rest, salat and siyam and hajj and zakat and khums and fitra and fasting and jihad and all the rest of things, but when it comes to loving for the sake of Allah, he is loose personality, loose character. When it comes to hating for the sake of Allah, he is a loose character person. He doesn't stick on that principle. This person may be called a mu'min, may not be called a mu'min. Depends on his current situation. So what guarantees our iman to be safe and sound, nothing is going to go wrong with iman, is if you have this handle in your control. So this is the most important thing. To protect the bottom line. The bottom line means the asas of Islam is protected. Now you further higher levels of iman, you can increase and enhance and polish further with your salat and siyam and zakat and hijab and all the things. Further you can keep on polishing. As you look at the status of the people of Medina in the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you know, they were praying and fasting and all that, and people of Kufa in the time of Musa ibn Aqil salamullah alayhi, they were praying and fasting and hijab and all that, isn't it right? So what was missing is this handle of iman, and they deserve la'nat till the day of judgment, except those who did the tawbah before death. So this handle, is nothing can replace this fact that what protects our iman safe and sound is these two things, hub and bughd, for the sake of Allah. So that's the bottom line of Islam. Now, who are we supposed to love? So Allah has said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ Isn't it right? Ayatul Walaya, how we call it in our in the reference when we discuss that ayat in Ilmul Kalam, we call the Ayatul Walaya. So in the light of the Ayatul Walaya, we learn that we are supposed to love Allah and His Messenger and the Ulul Amr, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. So these are the mizan. We are supposed to love them. Their love is Allah's love. Prophet, loving Prophet and loving Ahlul Bayt is equal to loving Allah. Isn't it? So So and whoever hates them is equal to hating Allah Himself, because their mashiyat was equal to the mashiyat of Allah. Whenever they liked something, they liked it for the sake of Allah. When they disliked something, they took a mawqif, they took a stance, and they opposed anyone or anything, it was for the sake of Allah. So they are the madhar and reflection of Allah. So loving them and hating them equals to loving Allah and hating Allah. So who are we supposed to love? Allah and His Messenger and Ahlul Bayt. And they are the awliyaullah, they are the beloved servants of Allah. Who are we supposed to hate? Enemies of Allah, enemies of Rasul, enemies of the Ahlul Bayt. It's very simple. Now, what is the asr, this third discussion under the hub and bughd concept of Islam? What is the asr and impact? What if I love Allah and His Rasul and Messenger and Ahlul Bayt? What is going to happen? Obviously, the asr al-ruhani and the nuraniyat of the qalb is always there for every obedience. Before I get to the asr, what is the meaning of love? And what is the meaning of bughd? Hub means that you attach your mahabbat. Mu'alat means mu'alat and mu'adat. Holding someone as your wali and beloved, holding someone as your adu and enemy. So mu'alat and mu'adat concept of Islam. Mu'alat means muhabbat and nusrat and mutaba'at. That means you love someone and you help that somebody, provide your nusrat and help, and you do mutaba'at and ittiba'. That means you follow practically in your policies of life. Whereas the mu'adat and holding someone as your adu and enemy means wal mukhasama, that means you oppose, wa dhulm, that means you do dhulm towards their haq on your neck, and you don't obey and don't follow their policies. So this is the meaning of the hub and bughd concept. Now, coming back to the asr, if we love Allah and His awliya, the asar on the qalb for every obedience of Allah is the nur and nuraniyat in the qalb, which happens. And obviously we have sawab in the uqba, in the akhirat, if we can maintain our hasanat and our faith till the last day of our life, and we die with iman, we will get the sawab. Mas sawabu ala iman al islamu yuhqanu bihi dam wa tuadda bihi al amana وَتُسْتَحَلُّ بِهِالْفُرُوجِ وَالصَّوَابُ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. The hadith says, so Islam has these benefits. So basically, the يُحْقَن بِهِالْدَمْ means the blood of a person becomes مُحْتَرَم. So no one can shed the blood of a Muslim. Isn't it right? We don't even shed the blood of a non-Muslim, isn't it right? So if somebody, Islam never kills the non-Muslims either. But we are discussing our fiqhi rulings. And وَتُؤَدَّ بِهِ الْأَمَانَةِ, so we take care of the amanat. And likewise, تُسْتَحَلَّ بِهِ الْفُرُوجِ means we can marry among the Muslim community with each other. But the sawab on the Day of Judgment is going to be given based on the iman, not based on Islam. You never find in any hadith where, you know, we find the sawab is based on Islam. Just a person has a lip service kalima on his tongue and he will be rewarded like Abu Sufyan had the lip service kalima. So sawab is always on iman, not on Islam. So we find if a person dies by protecting his iman till the last day of his life, apart from the nuraniyat of the qalb and the sawab on the Day of Judgment, obviously one of the asar, one of the great asar and impacts of muwalat, loving the awliyaullah, is we will be provided rulers who are going to do adl and insaf and ihsan towards us. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, according to this narration in Kanzul Ummal, according to this riwayat, he says that kama takunu yuwallah alaykum, the way you are, you will be provided the rulers upon you. So our rulers entirely depend upon how we are. If we have iman and taqwa, that's how our rulers will be having iman and taqwa. And if we fail to maintain the muqtadayat of our iman, the demands of our iman and taqwa, and we fail to perform our responsibilities, then obviously I'm coming to that point, what would be our rulers? So in Allah la yughayyiru ma bi qawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim, perform muwalatul muslimin li awliyahillahi azza wa jal يَجْعَلْ قَادَتَهُمْ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَنْشُرُونَ الْعَدَّ وَالْإِحْسَانَ بَيْنَهُمْ. So that's what our scholars say, that you, when you accept the awliyaullah to be your leaders and you hold them your wali, then Allah is going to provide rulers who are going to do adl and ihsan towards you. And if you hold the enemies of Allah to be your you start siding with the enemies or supporting the enemies or loving the enemies, doing muwalat. We already explained the muwalat, which means muhabbat and nusrat and mutaba'at. So if you love or provide your nusrat and support, or start mutaba'at, means following their policies of the enemies of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, then we have this hadith from man la yahduruhu al-faqih, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, قال الله جل جلاله, Allah said, إذا عساني من خلقي من يعرفني, when someone from my creatures who recognizes me sends me, that means if we disobey Allah, we who have recognized Allah, if we end up disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is going to happen? Allah says, Sallattu alayhi min khalqi man la ya'rifuni, I will put as rulers upon them the person who does not recognize me. That means those who don't have the ma'rifat of Allah will end up becoming our rulers. So the ma'siyat has the asar of the one of the asar and impacts of ma'siyat is that our rulers will be corrupt. Now this concept of muwalat and muadat doesn't stick to Allah and Rasul and Ahlul Bayt only, it expands further in Islam. Expands to whom? Expands to even the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, the muhibbin, the lovers of Ahlul Bayt. So look at this, look at that from this hadith from Imam Rida alayhi salatu was salam. So where he says that man wasala lana qati'an aw qata'a lana wasilan, somebody who breaks away from Ahlul Bayt, if we maintain our relationship with that person, man wasala lana qati'an, there is a guy who breaks away from the risalat of Rasulullah and the walayat of Ahlul Bayt, we still maintain our relation with that person. Wa aw qata'a lana wasilan, and there is another person who is maintaining his relationship with the risalat and the walayat of Ahlul Bayt, and the risalat of Rasulullah and the walayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and he is maintaining the relationship, but we still break away from him. Aw madaha lana a'iban, or somebody who praises the person who searches faults in the personality of Ahlul Bayt. Ahlul Bayt do not have any aib and fault. They are faultless and ma'soom. But there are people who have zagh, they have zagh and kaji, how we say in Farsi. They have kaji and zagh, and their talb and qulub are tilted. They are misguided and they always think negatively and try to find things against the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salatu wassalam. And so if that kind of person who's trying to search faults in the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, in the personality of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, in the personality of any of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and we praise this person. Or aw akrama lana mukhalifan, or somebody who respects a person who is our opponent, mukhalif of Ahlul Bayt. So what would happen if somebody does that? Keeps the relationship with the one who breaks away? Breaks away from the one who maintains the relationship with Ahlul Bayt? Praises the one who seeks fault, searches faults in Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, who do not have any fault? And anyone who respects the person who opposes Ahlul Bayt, what is going to happen? فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا وَلَسْنَا مِنْهُ. Neither he has anything to do with us, nor we have anything to do with him. So basically, when Ahlul Bayt say that kind of statement, فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا وَلَسْنَا مِنْهُ, it means that this guy is not a Muslim. When he has nothing to do with Ahlul Bayt, that translates into the fact that this person loses his entire religion. So basically, hub and bughd concept deprives us from the religion itself and the iman. Now, we have this hadith from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salatu wa salam. Before I come to that hadith, let me first mention this thing, that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam was openly cursing, sending his la'nat on the Ashab of Jamal. Ashab of Jamal, on the army of Jamal. And someone said to him that, you know, some of those people who are fake muqaddaseen, there are a lot of people who are fake muqaddas. In Farsi we say muqaddas ma'abha. And this is a term that Imam al-Khumayni Ridwanullah alayhi used to say in his speeches frequently, kiraran wa miraran, that there are some people in our society who are yatazaharuna bittaqaddus, they are laysu bimuqaddaseen, they present themselves to be very muqaddas and holy, they fail to understand the ma'arif of Islam, and they are fakely thinking that they are muqaddas. So this type of fake muqaddaseen and muqaddas ma'ab people, one of those were said to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam when he was sending la'nat on the Ashab of Jamal. He said to him, make the mu'mineen among them as mustasna. That means there were some mu'mineen among them. This is kind of kaji and zaygh that people have in their understandings and their tatbiq of masadiq of Islam. So Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, waylaka ma kana fihim mu'min. Woe to you, or death to you, there was no mu'min among them. Amir al-Mu'mineen does not consider anybody who is coming against him muharibu aliyyin kafaratun. Isn't that what our scholars have said in Ilm al-Kalam? Anybody who wages a war against Imam Ali al-Islam is not a Muslim. Is that right? So Imam Ali al-Islam said, وَيْلَكَ مَا كَانَ فِيهِمْ مُؤْمِنْ. There was no mu'min among them. So basically, you wage a war against the Mawla and the Wali, and you are not a Muslim, you're not a mu'min at all, you lose your iman. So now coming to the hadith from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, and that's from Bihar al-Anwar, where he has said, لو أن عليا قتل مؤمنا واحدا لكان شرا من عندي من حمار هذا. If Ali alayhi salam has killed one mu'min, it would be worse in my eyes than this donkey of mine. So we don't care if a person reads the kalima or says the salat or the Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam did not do, not that I read anywhere, I did not read anywhere in any hadith that Amir al-Mu'mineen did the iftikhar or fakhr over, you know, the battle of Badr, or the battle of Uhud, or the battle of Hunain, isn't it? Or battle of Ahzab, Khandaq. He is the champion of all those battles, isn't it right? I never read anywhere in the history that Amir al-Mu'mineen did fakhr on these battles. But I did read that he did fakhr about, he was muftakhir over the battle of Khawarij, Nahrawan. So in the Badr and Uhud and Ahzab, the Khandaq and Hunain, he was killing whom? He was killing the Kufar. You never find in any history, not that I read, that Amir al-Mu'mineen was doing fakhr over killing the Kufar. But when it comes to the Khawarij, he says, أَنَا فَقَعْتُ عَيْنَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لِيَجْتَرِيَ عَلَيْهَا أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي. I am the one who broke the eye of fitna. I crushed the eye of fitna. He's talking about killing of the Khawarij. All the Khawarij were killed except 9 people who ran away. And Imam Ali al-Salam stopped his followers from chasing them and killing them. He said, لَا تَقْتُلُ الْخَوَارِجَ بَعْدِي فَلَيْسَ مَنْ طَلَبَ الْحَقَّ فَأَخْطَأَهُ كَمَنْ طَلَبَ الْبَاطِلَ فَأَدْرَكَهُ. So he stopped his followers from killing Khawarij any further. So 9 people precisely ran away and all the rest were killed. And he is feeling proud over killing the Khawarij. See, not everybody is ready to kill the Khawarij, because there were people who were saying, these are people who are praying and fasting. How you consider it to be jaiz to kill them? Isn't it right? Now it becomes hard in the Muslim community. When you are living in the Muslim community and you wage a war, you are ready to fight. He did not wage the war. I mean, they waged the war. But you are ready to fight. You are ready to fight against those people who are praying and fasting. Now there will be muqaddaseen coming to you. Isn't it right? All of the days of praying and fasting, and you are killing them. So you are also not a Muslim. Isn't it right? Here Imam al-Mu'mineen does his fakhr over that, killing these people. أَنَا فَقَعْتُ عَيْنَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لِيَشْتَرِيَ عَلَيْهَا أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي. No one other than me had the jur'at and the courage to kill them, to take on them. This is the iftikhar of Imam al-Mu'mineen over killing the Khawarij who were praying and fasting and doing Salatul Layl, Namaz al-Shab and Tilawat of Quran. So this is about understanding of the religion, ma'rifat and basirat and wa'i of the religion. So we cannot be fake muqaddas and jahil. So, and the same situation happened, inshallah, in the next lecture. In the continuation of the concept of hub and bughd, inshallah, I will talk about who are the mabghubin, the hated people in the eyes of Allah, one after the other. The list, inshallah, I will mention the list of people who are hated one by one, and so we can precisely understand, inshallah. But before I come to the end, and about the Battle of Siffin also, we find that lots of people, obviously the same Khawarij people, lots of people broke away from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and they raised the fake and stupid slogan of La Hukma Illa Lillah. Isn't it right? There is no one has the right to rule other than Allah. Why? And they said, neither Muawiyah has the right to rule nor Ali has the right to rule. Both of them are on batil, and both of them are kafir. Na'udhu billah. About Imam Ali al-Islam. So why? Because Amr ibn As raised the Quran over the spear, and he deceived the people who were simple-minded, and it worked for the awliya of shaitan. For those who are the lovers of shaitan, and ahmaq and silly people, aghbiya, it worked very well. The whole bunch of people became Khawarij because of Amr ibn As. Isn't that right? So it works very well for the stupid people who don't have the why. They're always ready to be deceived by the wasawis of shaitan. So we find that Khawarij broke away. They called Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam to be kafir. And they not just consider him to be wajib al-qatl, but consider everyone who followed Imam Ali to be wajib al-qatl. Is that right? That's why they killed Khabbab ibn al-Arrat, salamullahi alayhi, very great mu'min and one of the staunch allies of Amir Mu'minin Islam. Not just him, but they killed his wife. Not just the wife, but also the baby in the stomach. Isn't it right? They killed all because this baby will be born and he will tomorrow be a supporter of Ali. So look at how far these fake muqaddaseen, fake taqaddus of Islam, along with Salatul Layl, can take you that far to kill a baby who is not even born. So when Amir Mu'minin Islam, at the Battle of Siffin, we find some people, the Khawarij, who later became called Khawarij, broke away from Imam Ali Islam, and they said that it's not allowed to kill the Muslims. And Amir Mu'minin Islam, for this category of people who used to consider the enemy of Muawiyah to be Muslims, we don't consider the Banu Umayyah to be Muslims, isn't that right? We don't consider the Ashab of Siffin to be Muslims, but there were some people still in the Muslim community who were considering Ashab of Muawiyah to be Muslims. And they were saying, it's not allowed to kill your fellow Muslim brother. And Amir Mu'minin alayhi salam replied to this category of people, to some people he replied that, which I'm paraphrasing in my own words, that the army of Muawiyah are not Muslims. They are doing tawahur. They are showing their Islam and hiding their kufr. And when they find Awan or Ansar and companions, they will openly express their kufr. So again, this requires basirat and wa'i to understand and discover. And this basirat can only come with the leadership. Those mu'mineen who are not connected with the walayat and the leadership has no guarantee to discover who is the enemy, and thus we will not be able to do what we are supposed to do towards the A'da'ullah. So it's very important to stay in touch with the leadership concept of Islam, so we continue to discover the A'da of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Ahlul Bayt, and we do our fara'id against those A'da. Inshallah, in the next lesson I will talk about Al-Mabghudun ilallah. What is the list of people who are hated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ya Allah, 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 ya Allah. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin, wakhzul al-Kuffar wal-Munafiqin. Allahumma ansur man nasar al-Din, wakhzul man khadhal al-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur wahfaz wa ayyid ulama'an al-Rabbaniyin wa maraji'an al-Rabbaniyin, لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين. اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين. اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان، واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين. For all the mu'mineen in the Islamic Ummah who have hajat and who are in the jails and who are dying in this shahadat of so many have been taking place, and all the mu'mineen who are injured, for the sake of all our mu'mineen in Islamic Ummah, let's recite the Ayatul Kareema 5 times. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. اللهم صل على محمد.